Can I give you a quote here, Simon? Some fella said this. Am I going to put up with some crazy left-wing policies that he is putting forward and traipse through the voting lobby to support him? It's not going to happen, is it? I would give him about 12 months if he does become leader. Is that still right, do you think?
Well, it is right in that there are a number of tests for Jeremy. First of all, he has to create a diverse shadow cabinet. By that, I mean one that covers, you know, the different political beliefs within the Labour movement itself. He has to perform well at Prime Minister's questions. That's another test. He has to modify his view in relation to policies around defence, for example. How does he perform at the Cenotaph on Remembrance Sunday? All these are the challenges and tests that he will face. But most of all, how will the party perform in the elections next year? That is the big challenge. And if it's going really, really bad, then I have no doubt that Labour Party members and MPs will believe that he's not right to lead the party.
Simon, you were elected as part of your party on a pro-Trident platform. He's been elected as by the members on a massive anti-Trident platform. How can you possibly square those two things?
Well, that's right, and I ultimately answer to the people of Rochdale. That's a very important point, and you're right, I was elected on a manifesto that might be radically different from what Jeremy's putting forward, and that is the point. I'm not going to traipse through the lobby to support certain policies that Jeremy's putting forward if I've not been elected on them. And this is the ultimate test. Will he convince the voters in Rochdale? I went knocking doors last Saturday and I asked this question, and to every person I spoke to, they were not convinced by Jeremy Corbyn. I had a text message from Gillian Duffy in Rochdale yesterday saying she will no longer vote Labour because we've chosen Jeremy Corbyn. So these are the real challenges. He's very popular amongst the supporters and members, but will he be popular amongst the electorate? That's the challenge for Jeremy, nobody else.
And of course, he's opposed his own party about 500 times in the lobbies, hasn't he? He is the most rebellious MP, I think, in Labour history. So do you feel that you could have no moral problems with voting against him in the lobbies?
Well, that is interesting. I'm very loyal. I've nearly always stayed with the Labour Whip in terms of voting in Parliament. But if there are some crazy policies coming forward, I will rebel on them. There is no doubt about that. I will not take the Labour Whip on it. And it's as simple as that. I'm not going to vote for some crazy left-wing policies. And we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. But I am hoping that Jeremy modifies his approach to policy and is more realistic. He needs to be if he's going to win a general election. I'm sure he will understand that.
Do you think that the people of Rochdale would expect us, where necessary, to take military action against ISIS in Syria?
I think they probably would. I think there is a movement towards that. I think the general public across the country, I think, are coming to a view, not least because of the refugee situation, that action, some sort of military action, is probably required. The shape of that and the detail of it, I think, would have to be determined. But I think people are moving towards that. And I think that will be one of the first challenges that Jeremy faces, actually.